When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I need information. I thought you might be able to help.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert. Everything you need to know from the world of entertainment and pop culture at the top of every hour on My Talk 107.1.
Now tell us everything. Everything.
Dr. Terry Dubrow, and I may be botching that name, but I think that's right.
That's Dubrow. Right.
Dubrow?
I don't know.
That's what I actually sounded out as like Mountain Dew Dubrow. So that's, but I.
Hey, Dubrow.
That's how I wrote it. Dubrow. From the show Botched, claims he's being extorted for $5 million by a former patient who says she nearly died after going under the knife.
Yikes.
Mm. Yeah, the A-list plastic surgeon has now filed for a court order against Sandy Scoggins, that's the client, who underwent a buttocks lift in early last year.
Oh, man, I could use one of those.
Yeah, for
maybe
real.
Maybe I'll find a different doctor.
That would save us from doing all those squats.
Yeah, that would definitely make no more gym trips after that.
That's right.
He claims that she demanded $5 million in exchange for not going public with her negligent claims per the Orange County Sheriff's Court documents.
That'd be blackmail. All right.
Absolutely. Yeah.
By the way, I know so little about the Dubrows. I know that you know more, Donna, because they're from the Real Housewives fame.
Yep.
Yes.
Yes.
They were so sweet. Came on as a couple onto Twin Cities Live a few years ago. Couldn't have been warmer and sweeter.
That's good to know.
So that's all I ever know.
So
I stand
nice.
With the defendant.
Good
nice.
To know.
Me too.
Okay.
All right. Well, this is kind of fun. Kanye West is taking a left turn here with his presidential campaign, and he seems to be focusing on something else rather than the campaign itself.
Oh, no. Well, he's not going to win if he doesn't pay attention. Oh,
right?
Darn it.
I know, right? Like, that's a bummer. West is in the home stretch of his presidential campaign, and he is laser focused on not the campaign, but making money off very, very pricey line of 2020 Vision merch.
Oh, Lord.
Very pricey.
It's very, very nice. Very expensive. It's pricey.
I bet people want to have some of that. Nice,
yeah.
Nice try there.
That was pretty good.
It wasn't bad.
Have you heard about George W?
Wasn't bad.
You've got a good George W?
I think so.
Let's hear it.
He's got it all.
Whatever, Donna.
Whatever.
All right, well, we'll have to share that one later. Kanye has unveiled that the collection of merch that it included $60 hats.
Oh, gee.
Who's going to pay $60 for a hat?
Who's going to buy a hat?
Well, yeah.
First of all.
I'm wearing one right now.
Oh, sorry.
Are you kidding,
Steve?
Sorry.
I know. I'm sorry. Hurt people. I look so bad in every single hat. I'm just coming from an insecure place.
Well, you've got luscious hair, bro.
Yeah, why'd you lift me up like that?
Hey, man? How many compliments do we have to give this guy before?
Shut it, Donna! Lock it up! Lock it up! Lock it up!
I would kill for that head of hair you got, buddy. That's why I wear hats. And then $160 for a hoodie. $160
no.
for a hoodie.
No!
Oh, Lord. I don't spend more than... If a hoodie, no kidding, if a hoodie is $30, I'm like, well, come on. I'm out of here.
Right?
You're not getting my business.
They will say messages like, vote Kanye and God save America.
Vote Kanye.
Now, this is interesting. Perez Hilton says he's being blackballed by the Howard Stern Show and has no idea why. Mm. So, you know how he released his new book? Perez says he was a regular guest on the show, and he even devoted an entire chapter in his new book about it.
Hmm.
Right?
Like in a nice way or not nice?
It didn't say a negative or nice. It sounds like nice because based on how he's upset, it didn't say anything negative about the chapter in the article.
So he's thinking like, what the heck? I even gave you guys a shout out and now I can't come back on the show.
Yeah, he said, I tried to get booked on the show to promote the book and they turned me down. It's a bummer because I've been such great content for the show and I have an entire bleeping chapter on Howard, and they won't have me on the bleeping show to promote it.
Weird.
Yeah. So for more entertainment news, download the MyTalk app or go to MyTalk1071.com.
There is some new information there.
My Talk Dirt Alerts at the top of every hour and at 820, 1220, and 520 on My Talk 107.1.
Dum da da dum da da dum da da dum da 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 da. Dum da da dum da da dum da da dum da 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 da. $100 bills and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill. And I buy the bar a double round of Crown and everybody's getting down in this town. Ain't never gonna be the same. Cause I saddle up my horse and I ride into
the city. Hey, good morning. Happy Friday, you guys. Thank you for listening to My Talk 107.1 Everything Entertainment with Donna and Steve. Dawn McLean out today. In her place is I Am Grant.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you for being here with us, pulling a double again today. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you. You guys, before we get to anything, I heard the most horrifying sound outside my window last night at about 10:30, 10:40.
Oh, no.
This has happened to you too, right, Steve?
Before? I heard coyotes the other day.
What do they sound like?
And I know, and I truly, because someone had told me, they said, oh, we hear coyotes, neighbors a few doors down. And it's this annoying, high-pitched, like, crying, not fully howling. You know, because they're coyotes. They never quite made it to be wolves, right?
Right.
They're the dropouts of the wolf colony. And so it's not quite a howl, but it was frightening. I was out there with my dog. I could have died.
Oh, my gosh. Well, last night, I just turned the lights out, and all of a sudden, I hear a sound that sounds like a woman screaming, like right so close, like almost like it was in my ear, and it was like, I'm going to try to do it.
All right, off mic. Here we go. Was someone watching an old-timey movie really loud?
No. So I turn on the light.
Okay.
I look at my dog. I'm like, is he dreaming? Is he moving? He didn't move. I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. What is that? So I text my roomie, who is also in bed, and I'm like, and he's on the lower level, closer to the sound, probably.
Oh, no.
And I just wrote, what the bleep was that screech? He doesn't answer for 15 minutes.
No, so, it was him. Oh, no.
No, so I start Googling my sleeping pill to see if hallucinations are a side effect. Because I'm like, am I hallucinating? Because I could have sworn that I had heard that that was one of the side effects. So I'm Googling. Finally, he texts back, oh, my God, you heard it, too? I just posted about it on Facebook. Scared the bleep out of me.
Before he checks on your well-being,
yeah.
You
right.
Post on Facebook.
Totally.
I'm getting mad likes, Donna.
It was probably, and I hate to say it because I hear that rabbits.
I was just going to say.
Make horrible noises when they're.
I've experienced that, and I seriously sounds like a baby is dying. That's what it sounds like. And I went outside, and there was a fox in my backyard.
When they're mating?
No.
No, when they're dying.
When they're dying. When they're usually getting attacked by another animal or some sort of predator.
Oh, so it's probably like a coyote killing a rabbit.
Correct.
Probably. Most likely.
So that's what I killed a rabbit.
You will never forget that sound once you hear it. It's unbelievable.
Well, man. Then it happened again at 12:50 a.m. because it woke me up again. And I'm like, why am I not shutting my windows? And I was just so scared. And then I started praying for the wabbit. And I just, it was just a whole night of just
And God was like, it's too late, Donna.
I know.
He's here now.
But I got to tell you, that is so jarring to hear that noise in the middle of the night. My dog didn't even move. I'm like, I know he can hear.
Oh, what a surprise. I'm sorry, I'm trying to act surprised.
Are you hungry? He's just like, he could be across the house and he'll
Yeah, come. There are those key words that can really get him get him moving and grooving. Totally. I saw him pretty active, which was good. I was just happy to see him up on all four legs. Her dog weighs about 800 pounds, Grant.
What kind?
He's just a lab.
So I
had three service people at my house yesterday, and this dog, if you're not paying attention to him, he starts whining. But my Plunkett's guy, shout out to Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Joe, love you. He was it him or somebody else that thought that my dog was a part pit bull? And I'm like, yeah, I kind of wonder if he is. But anyway, I digress. That's what happened to me last night.
Yikes.
I'm going to go.
No, Donna, you can't just... No, you can't Friday. Do like a... No, that's not all how right. Fridays work. You can't just do like, hey, this is something that happened last night, and then the next 2 hours or 45 minutes is me and
that's
Ron.
Fine. That's
not
fine.
A Friday.
I'll hang out. All right. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Hey, by the way, yesterday, KSTP and Marjorie Johnson, the Blue Ribbon Baker, officially became Guinness World Record holders.
Woo!
Yesterday, it's official.
Why?
It is the largest blue ribbon we won for the we presented her with the largest blue ribbon that we could manufacture at the 2019 State Fair in celebration of her 100th birthday. And then more than a year later, we officially get word from Guinness World Records just a day before Mike Marcotte joined us on Twin Cities Live. He joined us earlier this week. It wasn't official yet, and then it became official. We had Mike on Twin Cities Live yesterday to make the declaration. So congratulations to Marjorie.
Is Marjorie 100?
She's 101.
Gosh, I missed that memo.
Yeah, she's 101.
Is she still baking?
Still baking.
Oh my gosh.
Still exercising. When it's not pandemic time, she goes to the Y multiple times a week.
Good for her. Does she have a trainer?
I don't think she has a trainer. She's just she's a self-starter. She just gets up and gets going.
Good for her.
She looks
That's
around,
exciting.
Can't spot any excuses, and she goes!
Yep. That's the way to do it. Don't
now
think
this
too much about it.
About today. Today is it Leif or Leif Erickson?
Well, I think it's Leif.
Okay.
But if you're talking about Leif Garrett, it's Leif.
Well, Leif Erickson Day is today, which is when you remember the Vikings, as the story would go, having discovered the Americas 500 years before one Christoph Columbus. That being said, let's go back to the less consequential matter, which is Vikings never wore horns on their helmets. It developed in costumes.
Yep.
Why?
I don't know.
Why did they decide, you know what these guys need? Horns.
Horns. I don't know, Donna, but I just want you to know that it's not really how it went down. What about on that show, Vikings? Do they have horns on their helmets?
They did not, know. Not in the show.
They had long beards, though,
They had beards, they had metal helmet. It was, that Viking concept is more of like the cartoon character, the helmet, the horns. But yes, the Viking TV show did not, they depicted it properly.
Now, things that make you go,
Before we get to things that make you go, our Facebook question today is, describe your perfect Friday night, and now let's talk shop while on the air. I didn't know that we were officially starting this week, but I'm happy that we are going to be doing this. So you had a Facebook question. I didn't see it, and then I sent one to Hannah. So you
I
were thinking
two,
this
actually.
Week was your week of
yeah,
Facebook questions.
Because I did every question this week.
But I kept seeing options in the grid of like,
because I was
going to
let you choose which
no,
of the two.
No, then it's not your question. Then it's a group think, and it's a waste of time. That's why I didn't think it was you this week. So you were coming up with the initial idea, and then you needed me to close on the idea.
Yeah.
No. For the week, starting next week, I'll take next week. I'm going to submit them to Hannah. I'll put them in the grid. Boom. Locked and loaded. Following week, locked and loaded with you. You don't have to give me any options. That's why I was confused.
I thought we started it on Monday.
I didn't know because of how you were communicating it. I thought, she still needs me involved here. We're not doing a divide and conquer.
I don't need you involved. I just like to work on a team.
But then that's not delegating the thing. You know what
I'm
I mean?
I'm not delegating. I'm coming up with the question. If you don't like it, boom, I got another backup.
Okay.
Listen.
You complicated it. Hey, we got to go. I got to go.
No, you stay because we need you for things that make you go,
We've got a lot of great ones. Guess who started CarMax? You familiar with CarMax? I think I've sold two cars to CarMax.
Oh, no way, yeah.
They spawned out of a now dead store, a chain that we all used to go to. I'll explain that and other useless info when we return. It's Donna and Steve on My Talk.
Hey, good morning and welcome back to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Things that make you go, huh. Yeah. Things that make you go, sure. No.
That's just gargling.
Steve, we're trying to keep the listeners.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
That we have. Not lose anymore. Due to your mouth noises.
Not lose anymore. Oh, I've sold two cars to CarMax. Because you walk out an hour later with a check in your hand.
No way, really?
For real, yeah. It's pretty cool. They go out and they're like, and then what they do, it's like, I think what CarMax is they're the best of both worlds. So if you sell a car privately, just on Craigslist, you will get more money. If you sell it to a dealer, you will get less money, but you won't have to put it on Craigslist and talk to Mike from Orono, who's right, thinking about driving down this weekend to take a look. It's in CarMax. Gives you better, I think, than a typical dealer does, but less than you would get private. But you go in, bada bing, what will you give me for the car? They check it out, and then they give you a sheet, and it says, here's what we'll give you.
I think the only problem with that I can see from my standpoint is that I'm without a car. So I better already have a car lined up.
Yeah, I wouldn't encourage you to do this if you were just looking for some cash. You definitely need to have another vehicle lined up.
Yes. I understand what you're saying, but I'm saying, like, you really have to have the car ready to be bought.
Yeah, or like a ride or something like that. You might have to Uber home otherwise.
Correct.
Yeah, I drove in a Hyundai. You what am it. I doing now? You I'm know, walking here.
It's always a problem for we single people who, you know, you go in for a procedure or whatever, and they're like, well, we're not letting you out of here without a ride home.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, I don't want to bother my friends.
That's why that's Uber Medical.
What?
Uber Medical.
What is that?
Just calling an Uber when you're in a medical situation.
No, they won't let you.
What?
No, they're like, we need to see the person sitting in the waiting room.
Oh, we just took your wisdom teeth out and we need to meet this Brent that you say is just around the
right.
block.
Like okay. when I went in for my butt procedure.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, the person had to check in with me.
Yeah, me too. I get back injections.
You had a butt?
No, I get back. I have bad back, so I get injections all the time. Not in my butt, but in my back.
Poor Donna's eyes just lit up.
My brother from another mother.
Yeah.
Anyway, continue with your story.
Back to CarMax. CarMax was created by Circuit City in 1991. They split.
What?
Hang on. Sneeze. Dang it.
Oh, God. This is.
What do you want me to do? What? You can't get a job in radio if you have allergies? I mean, how did you guys fake it for so long? Circuit City created CarMax in 1991. They split it off into a second company in 2002, the year I graduated high school, and it's still going strong.
Oh,
while
stop
Circuit
it.
City, meanwhile, died in 2009.
Wow. That's a fun fact. Thank you for sharing it.
There's enough cash in circulation in these United States that every single person, babies included, in the country could carry at least $4,200 on them.
What?
Wait a second.
It's a good deal if you're broke. It's a bad deal if you're a millionaire. Can but yeah, everybody, there's enough cash currently in circulation right now that everybody in the United States, every living being, could have $4,200 in cash on their person.
Oh, okay. That's good. Nobody carries cash, though.
Yeah, cash is whack. In
All right, go ahead.
What do you know,
I was just going to say, you know, not to go dark or anything, but just a side note.
Sure.
On the way to work every day, there's usually a person standing on the side of the road.
Yeah.
You know, with a sign.
Mm-hmm.
Asking for any help.
Yes.
Ain't nobody be carrying cash no more.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had a dollar in my pocket today, and I was like, you know what? Here you go. That's all I got. You better get one of those cards that the hairstylists have, you know? Card reader things.
Oh, you're telling a homeless person on the corner to get a chip reader now? They need to get a square. What are they?
Yeah, I think it's called
for their
square.
iPhone.
Yeah, you just swipe it.
But
right,
I mean,
here.
There has to be like something has to.
What do you want them to say to you now? Do you want a receipt? I can email it to you. What are you looking for here, Donna?
I'm just saying that it's just not practical anymore to do
that. You're right.
Sorry.
Look, we're not too far away. 10 or 20 years from now, we're all going to have chips in our wrist. We'll be able to just scan it to the other person, direct transfer money. We're getting there. We're getting closer.
You're right.
It's like the movie Idiocracy where they've got the... Have you guys seen that movie?
No.
Oh, you should watch it.
Luke Wilson.
And they actually have a tattooed barcode on their wrist that identifies them, and that's how they pay for things.
That's so brilliant.
If you get time, watch it because you'll laugh because it basically plays off how stupid society gets. And it really turns into how we're really turning into.
Thank you.
Speaking of stupid society, we've been stupid for millennia. In ancient Persia, people debated ideas two times. Once when they were sober, once when they were drunk. And the idea had to sound good in both states of mind before they would start acting on it. Because drunk people have a lot of great ideas.
It's true. You have to sleep on it. You have to write it down, wake up, and go, what the hell was I thinking?
Maybe that's it. Or they should have drunk people present the ideas and just do the opposite. Because when is a drunk person ever, you know what we should do right now? Nope. It's
Jump
a bad
off that
idea.
Building. Hold my beer.
No, hey, Rick, settle, man. More Aquafina.
Oh, man, Steve, we have got a story for you from your boyfriend.
Yes!
And it is really...
With the rock.
Impressive.
Cooking!
Woo! That when we return on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Hey, good morning! You're listening to Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Time for Rock Talk.
Welcome to the Rock.
I wanna talk!
This is Rock Talk.
Just get me the rock.
I wanna talk!
Where Donna and Steve talk about the rock.
I want to talk!
Woohoo! Rock show!
I wanna talk!
Rock show! Did you see this story, Stevie?
No.
The Rock is now the most followed man.
Yes.
On Instagram.
Yes.
In America.
Yes.
He has 200 million followers.
Whoa.
And he posts, way to go, Rock. I know you're a big, you got a man crush too, don't you?
He's one of my heroes. Absolutely.
Unbelievable.
Yep. So I was watching a video that he put up. It's quite long. It's about, I don't know, 4 minutes long, but... He talks about always speaking your truth, and he goes on to say that you should have uncomfortable conversations with respect and dignity, and on the other side of that will be clarity. And then he says, with clarity comes progress. He even chokes up while expressing gratitude for people who follow him, and he promises to never let them down and to always speak his truth and to always be respectful. What a dude, huh?
You know, he has done it in such an interesting way because he has had such a sole focus on his fans, which has grown his brand.
Mm-hmm, like Taylor Swift.
And now what happens? Taylor Swift drops an album and it goes like gangbusters.
Yep.
Sales are insane. The Rock... is in a movie, and now it's amazing for him because not only can he make money if he wanted to, hand over fist, just on Instagram alone,
right?
But now movie studios have to work out a social media compensation for him because anytime he says, hey, Jumanji 2, we're working on it, he's talking to 200 million targeted fans who are likely to see his movie.
Right.
It's incredible.
Well, also, I believe in this video he is... pimping some product. I think he's having a drink afterwards. He's in a bow tie, kind of like he's a bartender, and he's got a drink next to him. I can't see because Granny needs her glasses.
Oh, no.
I know. But if you click on that link, you'll be able to see it.
What are you trying to see?
And
here?
I will post this. I want to see the name of the product that he's about to pour.
Oh, it's got to be Termana Tequila, his own tequila brand.
Oh, it's Termana?
Yeah, that's what it is. Yes.
That is exactly what it is.
Yep.
So, very influential. 200 million. How many people are in America?
That's a great question. 300 something? I think there's like 350 million people in America.
That is unbelievable.
Boy, and they're all on 35W South at the end of the day.
Right? And that's not, Kenny's not here. And that's not to say that they're all here in the United States. I'm just trying to put, you know, give it a little perspective. But think about this. Didn't he just recently endorse one of the candidates, Biden, I think?
Yes, he did.
I mean,
he can do no harm even in both eyes.
Right.
You know, like, that you could be on one side of the spectrum. I don't think he's going to make you mad either way.
Yeah, he just does it with such, like, sweetness.
Well, he says, when you speak your truth, I appreciate this. He says, do your best to speak with dignity, mm-hmm. compassion, respect, poise, mm-hmm. and empathy, considering the other person, their position. Oftentimes, people hold different positions, not because they hate you or your position, but because they feel passionate about it for some other reason that you might not understand.
Absolutely. Right. We just need to stop and listen to one another and, have conversations. And
be okay walking away knowing we might still see that totally differently.
Right.
But we'll leave room for respect and, like, genuine love for the other person.
Right.
Even though you can be diametrically opposed on a myriad of different hot topic personal issues.
Exactly. I mean, and I like what he said about clarity, because then you walk away and go, okay, now I know why that person feels the way they did, instead of like yelling at one another.
Yeah, right.
That doesn't get you anywhere. I don't even know if I follow The Rock. Should I follow him?
He doesn't need you, but if you do, you could put him to 200-000-001.
I am following him. On your recommendation.
Okay. Good.
Now I have a story for you. I really like this because while we're staying in this like positive bubble here.
I love this bubble, Donna.
Did you happen to see the Kelly Ripa story?
No.
Well, apparently Kelly Ripa would love to retire and work more behind the scenes.
Oh.
She said she's been writing a lot.
When is she planning to retire?
Well, I think she wants to retire now, but it turns out that Ryan Seacrest, who is her co-host and now longtime friend, is part of the reason that she's staying. Uh-huh. She said, I talk about this with Ryan all the time because I was really looking to retire by now. But, and I know you feel the same way. That's why this story kind of jumped out at me. I'm like, oh, this must be how Steve feels about me. Ryan Seacrest is so fabulous to work with and he's such a good friend. She said, we've been friends for 20 years, and I've got to tell you, he is such a draw for me to stay there. Huh. She said, I love working with him so much. He makes every day feel like I'm not working. And that's when you know you have a great working relationship. Hmm. And then she goes on to say that it had to be somebody when they were looking, you know, because she spent almost a whole year looking for a co-host.
Oh, I know. That's brutal.
Also kind of fun to see different personalities from...
It's fun for a little.
Right. And then you're like, I'm doing all the work.
Yes.
She said it had to be somebody that we would all want to hang out with and not just on camera, because we all do hang out together when we're not on camera. And she said he's just so professional and kind to everyone. She said he's not just kind on camera. He doesn't turn it on and off. He's kind backstage, and he's kind the first thing in the morning. I have to tell you, I also heard from a source. I have a family member who works for ABC Network and said that he could not be more pleasant to work with, even when he's having issues, because she works on the New Year Rockin' Eve. Is that what it's called?
Yep.
And she said, like, even if his what do you call it? An IFB?
Yeah, yeah.
If that goes out, that could be very, you know, jarring. Like, what the hell's going on? Fix it, you know. Mm-hmm. And he'll just be like, gently go, "Hey, Dave, can you check my ear went out on the right side? Can you just
That's awesome.
Keeps his cool. So
that's really great. And then you know, like, take notes future broadcasters of America, because he has, I mean, who in the world of broadcasting today on television is more successful than him? Like, financially, he's making like $60 million plus a year, I think is what it says on Forbes. He has achieved all sorts of success in all sorts of areas, but still, you know, is that
kind, humble that kind, person.
And, you know, here come the name drops.
All right, go ahead.
Wait. But any time that I've interacted with him, because I've always looked up to Seacrest. I've really loved what he's done and how he's been in different formats on television. And so when I had an opportunity to meet him out there, he was just that. He was kind. And I met him like when the camera was on. I talked to him when the camera was off. And he was just kind. And when we were out there and I was doing guest announcing for them at their Vegas show, so this was like a few days in a row, there's all sorts of people backstage and just, you know, there's just a lot of action. And everyone he comes in contact with, just very professional, very, very warm, says hello. Like, you don't sense, but I would say that about that whole show, Live with Kelly and Ryan, it's because they are a smaller show.
Yeah.
Meaning they're a smaller staff. It's not big and huge. So when Kelly says they hang out together, it feels like a family there. It really does. And they just have like this warmth about them. There's no pretense. They don't act like they're the biggest morning talk show in the country. They just like, they're just cool. They're just like laid back, and which makes it really, really approachable and like humbling to be around, because you're like, look, they're at the peak.
That's
and they're
so
treating
nice
everybody
to
respectfully.
Know. Yeah. I love that. Anyway, you do feel the same way, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, about Elizabeth. It makes it so easy to work with her on TV. It's just, it's really, really easy.
Oh,
so,
man, you're my best friend.
You're a friend of mine. But, you know, that's one of the nice things about having Kelly Hansen fill in for Elizabeth this time on maternity.
Because she's part of the staff. Yeah.
Well, not only that, but just consistency. Because you were saying it's kind of fun. The first time I did Liz went on maternity, it was fun. I had just started the show 6 months prior. And so it was exciting for me to just, you know, kind of drive the show and have these different folks come in. The second maternity leave, by like week 10, 11, I was like, okay, I just needed to not be reintroducing someone to the experience every day.
Right.
And then now, this time around, we have Kelly Hansen, who's filling in on maternity the entire time. And I do love having guest co-hosts. It's fun, but it is more fun if it's just that person's on a week vacation, or you've got a day here or a day there. Because then you kind of get geared up for it. But like Kelly having to do that for a year with just different person, knowing that there's sort of an audition that's happening too when they're on. Because everybody was vying for that chair beside Kelly Ripa.
Right.
That would get tiring.
I hear you. How long is a maternity leave? Is it 3 months, 2 months?
Yeah, this one will be 3 months for Elizabeth.
Wow, so that's really generous.
We'll return.
90 days?
You know.
Is that typical?
That is, I think some places do 6, some do 8, some do 12.
Wait, you're saying 6, 8, 12 what? Weeks or months?
Weeks, but if you go across the pond, there are some places that will do a year. Yeah, so I think if you talk to moms who work outside of the house, they might not describe it as so generous. They might describe it as like, good, but I wish I had more.
Oh, sure, I get it. And that first day that you have to bring your child to like child care when you go back to work, I bet that is just heart-wrenching.
Yeah.
Oh, man, what a good talk.
It was a decent talk.
We are acquaintances. Alrighty. When we come back on the Donna and Steve show, I tell you what, somebody's having a baby. And I'm going to tell you why I find it weird.
I think this might be a little weird.
I think it's going to be weird, and I'll tell you why.
Especially be weird in 10 years.
And then Steve's going to tell you what candy corn is made of.
Right? Only if we get to it.
Okay. No, we're going to get to it.
Don't lead with that.
All right. We'll be right back on My Talk. All right, we're back.
Oh, my gosh.
We're clapping.
I didn't
know
we
really
were coming back.
Yeah, Steve.
Nice.
Were you just having a party of one over there?
Yeah, man. Awesome. Well, you know, I was practicing a little music because of something coming up later in the show, which we'll tell you about momentarily.
You got it. But in the meantime, onward with the show.
Hey, if you see something, say something. Oh, that is catchy, huh?
If you see something and you should
Time for If You See Something, Say Something with Donna and Steve.
If you see something, say something. Come on and party tonight.
All right, listen.
What's up?
I don't want to be judgy because love knows no age, right? Love is love.
Love is love.
Love
All right.
is love. And Catherine McPhee is about to become a first-time mom. Okay. Great, right?
That's awesome.
She's a season 5 American Idol runner-up, yes. And she's married to Grammy Award-winning producer David Foster.
Also in his 20s?
He is 70.
Oh, my mistake.
And she is 36.
My mistake.
Okay.
That was good. Sorry.
I mean, listen, if you want to have a baby, you should have a baby. If you want to marry someone who's 36 years older than you or 34 years older, whatever. I just, there's a little part of me that feels bad because she's going to end up being a single mom at some point, right?
Yep.
And it just kind of feels a teeny tiny bit, not no judgment. This is just me. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is just me. If this were me, I would think about this and go, wow. My child's father is going to be 80 years old when he's 10. Mm. Is he going to be able to play catch with him? Is he going to be able to, like, do all the fun things that need to be done? I just wonder if they had a conversation and she said, listen, I it's all me. And I feel like it feels like if this were my relationship, you'd be heading down a road that's not looking like it's going to go smoothly. That's all. Okay. Let me put it in perspective for you. Okay.
Okay. All right.
David Foster has 5 daughters. The eldest, Allison, is 50 years old.
Now that's a thing to say out loud.
She is younger. No, she's 2 years older than his youngest daughter.
Yeah, Catherine McPhee is. Yeah.
Yep. So he's got a 39-year-old, a 38, 34-year-old, a 50-year-old, and a 46-year-old.
And here's little Herbie. Herbie is 6 months.
Herbie is 6 months, is going to be the uncle to, you know, 40-year-olds.
Exactly. It'll be like, hey, Jim, get over here and hold your uncle. Put your uncle in that stroller because I said so.
Stop giving your uncle a wedgie.
Don't change your uncle's diaper.
That's all. I mean, I think love is a beautiful, unpredictable thing, but it just feels a little weird and wonky. By the way, we were speaking earlier about maternity leave because our friend Elizabeth Reese has recently given birth and she's going to be taking maternity. Mm. Our very own Colleen Lindstrom, whose show comes on right after ours.
Okay, Colleen.
And she said, our maternity leave in the USA is the worst. It takes a full 12 weeks just to heal from dropping a crotch fruit.
Colleen! Oh,
I'm like, a what?
Oh,
a crotch fruit. To say nothing of the fact that your hormones suck and you hate everything, and then they bring you back to work. And I just wrote back, crotch fruit. And she said, thank you for listening, signed your biggest fan. Oh, man.
Yeah, I know. 12 weeks on paper can sound like a long time.
To people who haven't, you know, experienced childbirth.
Exactly,
right.
Yeah.
I get it.
But, you know, crotch
fruit. I get it. Crotch fruit. That's new.
And then the other, look, it's either drop a crotch fruit, option one, or you can be the lovely assistant to David Copperfield, which is what my wife chose. For my next trick, I'm going to saw this woman in half. And then they saw your wife in half on a table. They bring out something from a sci-fi movie out of her. And then they reattach her lower body to her upper body. And meanwhile, your dad cutting the cord.
Wow.
By the way, blood squirts when you cut the cord. Sorry, but it does.
So do you use like hedge clippers? Like how big are the scissors?
I bring my own. Yeah, it's a Swiss Army knife.
Or get the one that you plug in, you know, the hedge trimmer thing that's just like.
No. They give you some medical scissors.
Man, I really want to be in the room when somebody's giving birth.
Well, I don't think talking this way is going to get you in there. I don't know if that's going to happen. I've taken video of all of them. Have I shown you the video of my wife's C-section?
Yep.
What'd you think?
I think I'm having second thoughts about the last statement I made.
Yeah, it's something, man. It's just crazy. I loved being in the delivery room, which is a very different experience for, you know, if there's a traditional crotch fruit birth, as we'll call it. That's a very different experience. Some husbands choose to be down below the drape. Others prefer to be up near their wife's head, holding her hand, you know, because I think seeing a baby arrive with its first gasp of air, seeing the door that it uses to get out with the rest of us is, I think, quite a sight to behold.
Sure.
For better or worse. So some guys make a decision. I think some wives are talking to them like, I don't want you down there. I do want you
here. Yeah, I don't want you seeing that.
Because there's all sorts of stuff. That it's not just like wait for the baby and then the baby comes out. Anything that you think that can come down from your southern hemisphere comes out.
Oh, sure. But, you know, it's part of the process. It's a beautiful thing.
I don't think that makes the mom feel any better, though. I think pooping on a plate is embarrassing even when you're having a baby, I think.
True. I think they're all used to it. You know, doctors are used to it. Nurses are used to it. You just got to let go
of
that.
I know that they're used to it, but that would be like me saying, hey, don't worry. I've seen people do this many times before. I'm just going to be in the room. If you could just go ahead and poop on the sidewalk real quick.
Yeah.
You know, no, don't worry about it. I've honest to goodness, thousands of times I'm numb to it. And you're thinking, well, this is my first time doing this on a sidewalk.
Well, isn't there a level of like, I don't care, get it out.
There might be.
I don't care, I'm going to poop, I'm going to puke. Then I'm going to have a baby. I don't feel anything anyway. Don't tell me if I poop. I don't want to know.
How are you in the operating room, Steve? Now that I've gotten to know you the few times I've worked with you, I'm just curious. Are you kind of the fun, happy-going self that you are in this atmosphere?
God, I hope not.
In the delivery room? Are you in there cracking
jokes? Hey, Doc, are you up to date on your license? Oh, boy, honey, we got a newbie over here.
And you know his wife is like, I will kill you.
No, actually, I think it would be better if I had my wife here to vouch for me. But I'm pretty low-key energy. The first thing I want to do, she's behind a drape. They have a drape like up at her chest, essentially, because they don't want you to see yourself getting sawed in two.
Correct.
And so I just try to go there and just with a calming voice of like, you know, how are you feeling? You're doing great. Everybody's saying you're doing great. Just like really calm. But like, I feel very present. I don't feel overwhelmed in those moments. My brother, Wiener Josh, he like passed out when his wife was in the... Legitimately, he passed out and they had to get him grape juice. What a weenie. And he wasn't even on the southern end of the curtain. He just, you know, is a wang. So anyway, I like to just go in with calm energy. And but then, like, it's exciting. And then I'm trying to keep my wife, like, calm because, you know, you do feel tugging on your body.
You can feel, like, the pressure.
The pressure you feel, you don't feel the pain.
I picture you with a whistle around your neck and you're like, come on, honey. Just three more breaths.
Let's beat our previous record. Come on, Instagram's waiting. Let's go.
Our friend Elizabeth Reese, who just gave birth very recently, texted us and said, this is very funny to listen to. I happen to be just parking the car.
Oh, great. Call in, Elizabeth, if you'd like to. We'd love to know how 20 seconds left. I don't know how her birth went. I mean, I know that she's healthy and the baby's healthy, but I want to know what happened that day.
Okay.
I thought I was going to be in the delivery room, but she did not invite me.
Hey, when we come back on the Donna and Steve show, I Am Grant is going to give us a dirt alert. We've got that on the way. And then we've got some music news. So don't go away. It's all coming up next on My Talk 107.1.
This holiday season, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories with the purchase of a Peloton bike, bike plus, or tread. And take your workout to the next level with accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, a heart rate monitor, cycling shoes, and more. Peloton, motivation that moves you. This limited time offer ends December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more. All access membership separate. Offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.